Good morning and welcome to the School Run, episode about 10. I'm driving past an Irish language school at the bottom of my road. It's in Glenmire in Cork, and it's where a whole lot of secondary school students study in Irish. So it's the most stupendous day. It's couldn't be better, crisper, sharper. In the back of my car, listen to this.
Hello, I'm playing Marble Mixer.
I'm playing Marble Mixer on what?
On the iPad. Would you like to play with me?
Is Marble Mixer any good?
Yes, it's really nice. You got to put the marbles into the hole.
So there you are. There you have it. That's what the back seat of the car is doing. The front seat of the car is standing in traffic at the bottom of the road. And I haven't even got down Churchill yet. The iPhone, by the way, is hung on the side of the car window. So, Glenmire, here we go. What else can you say? You're a father. The mother has gone out earlier already, so I made the lunch. In fact, it wasn't a lunch, it was a snack. And I made a wrap, and I put some ham into it. So I cut the top off it because there was too much wrap left when I'd wrapped the piece of ham. So there's a ham wrap, and then there was some homemade bread, which I didn't make, but which went in. By the way, Grace, what's in the homemade bread? What kind of fruit?
Blueberries.
Blueberries, apparently. Blueberries and homemade bread. So that's the other part of it, and a little bottle of something to drink. Water, actually, because my daughter won't drink the full-fat milk that they have in the school, so we got to find a solution to this problem. She's more used to drinking half-fat milk. So I'm assured that all the vitamins you possibly need are in the half-fat milk, but I'm not actually 100% sure about that whole argument about which is the best kind of milk for children. So now we're hitting Dunkettle. There's a man in cycling along on the near side footpath with his yellow jacket. Passed him out, and the Dunkettle roundabout is completely clear again. So the autumn is not shaping up too bad for this school run. I lived in dread of the school run because it can be awful, and the prospect of being late would bug me. So I'll stop now. I'll bring you a little bit more sounds when we get through to the other side, meaning till we get to the school. But the sun in the eyes is absolutely blinding. Well, we made it through to the other side. I've got a feckin' idiot up my backside trying to run me off the road and trying to move at an inordinate speed. So I think we'll just take it nice and slowly so that I don't run into any trouble with the traffic. So there we are. We're come through underneath the Jack Lynch Tunnel, right through to the other side. Survived that quite easily. And now heading for the Kinsale Roundabout. That's the next big junction. Kinsale Roundabout, if you turn left at the Kinsale Roundabout, you actually make your way to the airport. So any impulses I have to leave Ireland fly straight away to the... by the way, that was a woman. I'm very surprised. I really did get in for a bit of stereotypical thinking there. I thought that feckin' idiot up my backside was bound to be, a boy racer or something. But no, it was a woman, so I better revise my assumptions. But anyway, I'm just saying that the impulse to turn left at the Kinsale Roundabout, go to Cork International Airport and fly to Germany to avail of their very low interest rates, I suppose I'll resist that. I just can't get 7% out of my head this morning. which seems to be the latest cost of borrowing for our government. Anyway, this is not a rant about politics or economics or who's going to do anything. This is a rant about the fact that I'm now in a very long traffic jam. Here's where it gets serious. We're into almost into October, and I'm told that I know from experience that the month of October is the really tough traffic month in Cork. Okay, talk to you later when I've got over the frustration of crawling along in extremely slow-moving traffic. So, what level of Angry Birds are you on, Grace? What level?
Same one.
Did you kill any? Are you going to have another go?
Yeah. Very nearly killed that one.
Any luck?
No.
Okay, this is now very tricky. The traffic is piled back on both sides from the Kinsale roundabout, moving very, very slowly.
Very nearly.
Oh. Sounds like the iPad's ran out of battery. Don't tell me it's got. Press the button again. See what happens. Now you're listening to C103, local radio station here.
Well, thanks, Rachel, for that. Good morning.
Hey, who's this? Who's this man saying good morning?
Playing the best of the 70s, 80s, and more. This is C103.
You heard the news there. Sarah was talking about this truck that has gone into the gates of Dáil Éireann. It's breaking news at the minute. I heard first it was a JCB, you see, right? Somebody says it was a JCB. And with that in mind, I had lined up this song. So, not actually JCB, but we're going to play the song anyway. Apparently, it's been a truck, so here's this lobby for you.
Holding in this JCB. I'm 5 years old, my dad's giant sitting beside me.
The reason I'm playing C103 is that I got a tweet yesterday from some cheeky DJ on that station, who's the man you just heard, I guess, saying hello to me. And I thought, well, look, that's really good. In the world in which we live, you send out a thing on Twitter and you get a reply and you have a form of engagement. So anyway, this is not a rant about social media. This is the school run. I'm at the traffic lights at the junction with Douglas Road now. It's 8:39.
Said I'm Luke, I'm 5, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm 5, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his
JCB. Grace has a big smile on her face at this song. So this is a C103 radio station I've never listened to.
It's a truck, though, not a JCB. Pity that truck didn't keep going, says a texter. People are starting to stand up, and if the government don't cop on, someone's going to get hurt. Another fella says, about time, it's a pity it didn't go to the door of the Dáil. We're getting reports of this truck having gone in the gates of Dáil Éireann. It's just becoming clearer every minute. So we've got to change the songs now. We're going to have to play... what about we play Convoy by C.W. McCall? Maybe that would suit the moment better, I think. Anyway, your suggestions of songs for the truck that went in the gates of Dáil Éireann, 085-772-103. A crystal swinger in this morning at 9 o'clock.
Maybe I like it. I'm going to turn him down. I'm going to turn him down for a second, and I'm just going
to
tell you...
Oh!
For the contestants on Monday night was to...
I've had protests from the back seat. I've had to turn it back up again.
And to make a radio ad. So with that in mind, I caught up with Shirley, who's one of the Unislim leaders in Cork, to ask her how she thought they got on.
Yeah, I've been watching it since the start, really.
Was it briefly last year that kind of sparked it off on you?
Well, it definitely was hilarious. Let's be honest.
Where the recording's going to run out in a minute.
It'll be interesting to see.